May can be a lovely month to visit the nation's capital, but tourists in Washington, D.C. may find cab drivers in a bad mood. The city's infamous taxi zone system has been confusing to tourists for a long time, but it's been long favored by the cabbies. NPR's Libby Lewis reports that today marks the beginning of the end of that zone system.
Dante had his circles of hell. Washington, D.C. has its taxi zones. Catch a taxi in Chicago, Miami, or New York, and you know what you're getting. You cruise along and see the dollars and cents rack up on the meter, time and distance. D.C.'s Mike Mills says New York's taxi system is like Johann Sebastian Bach. Elegant, symmetrical, mathematically precise.
But D.C. is kind of more like Charlie Parker.
There are rules, but everybody who knows them riffs on them. New York is laid out rationally. There's uptown. There's downtown.
D.C. was laid out by a French guy, Pierre L'Enfant. So you've got these, you know, circles with radiuses that overlay a grid system.
And the taxi zones are laid over all that.
And from that, they have to figure out how much they owe. And the driver often has a different idea.
Cabbie William Riley scoffs at that interpretation of D.C.'s taxi system.
It's a downtown zone. Follow me? If you go across the city, 2Bs, 2C, 2A, that's the second zone. You understand? Okay, your third zone would be $11. That's real simple.
He's been driving cabs here for 40 years. For visitors, it's different.
To Thomas Jefferson and M Street, the corner.
Yes.
Susie Wallace is from East Texas, but she's here and she's headed to Georgetown. She scans a map of the city's taxi zones to see if she can make out her route. She looks at it like it's a hieroglyph.
M and Thomas Jefferson, the corner. So, I don't see him. This is a hard map. I don't get it.
She says her husband doesn't get it either.
I know that my husband left the hotel and went up to the Capitol, and I think it was $10. But then coming back, it was $12. So I don't know.
Well, that may not change for a while. The mayor's giving taxi drivers until June 1st before he starts hitting them with $1,000 fines for not having meters. So the month of May will be kind of like taxi roulette. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.